And we stay on the subject of the Olympics now. A new work by renowned Czech artist David Černý has gone on display at the Czech House in Islington, London, to coincide with the Games. Entitled London Booster, the work features a converted red double-decker doing push-ups. That's right, you heard me right. The 6-ton mechanical sculpture even audibly grunts and groans as it lifts itself off the ground, making it a perfect draw for the upcoming Olympics. Yeah, struggling indeed, the bust there. Now, those familiar with Černý's extensive body of work will not have forgotten, of course, things like the Russian tank he once sprayed pink, or his King Wenceslas riding a dead horse, or the provocative Entropa, a giant model kit that enraged at least a few politicians during the Czech EU presidency by lampooning national stereotypes. For example, a Turkish squat toilet representing Bulgaria, or a swastika-like web of highways, Germany. By comparison, Černý's work for the Czech House during the Olympics Games is just as accessible but far less controversial. Jan Vitvar covers art and culture for the Czech weekly Respekt.
There have always been two dominant threads in Černý's work, one that is more provocative and one less. In a way, I almost prefer the work that intends less to shock. That's not to say that London Booster doesn't have Černý's signature or elements typical of the artist. His bus, a huge project, includes a human backside. That is a typical Černý element he's used before, and you don't have to be an art historian to figure out he's using the bum to have a bit of a laugh.
Indeed, but at the same time, the artist enjoys sport and is even an active cyclist who also has a sports playing license. And in his interview, which was broadcast on Czech TV, David Černý himself said it was natural to choose push-ups for his athletic bus.
There's one common exercising for every sportsman around the world, and it's push-ups. So I thought that the push-up would be perfect fun. And the thing about the push-ups is also that in one hand, of course, it's training and exercising for sport activities. But in the same time, it's a punishment in whatever army or probably prison or wherever. So the push-ups are very universal kind of movement or physical, improving the physical abilities. So that's why I quite like it. And so it's in a way very ironic, of course.
Already the massive sculpture is getting plenty of attention, and for new or longtime fans of Černý's work, it seems a given that seeing London Booster in person will be one of the highlights in London outside of the games themselves. And here's Respekt's Jan Vitvar once again.
On the one hand, Černý runs an independent-minded studio at home to help emerging artists that is very alternative-minded. On the other, he enjoys big public projects like this one and is attracted by them. A few years ago, he presented a remote-controlled car at Rotterdam. Before that, there was the walking Trabant that symbolized East Germans fleeing to the West. And there were his meat cars he displayed at the National Gallery. For him, the car always represented freedom and speed, albeit with the perversion that cars are also destroying the planet.
And that was Jan Vitvar, who works for the weekly Respekt as an expert on art and culture, commenting work by David Černý, including his latest London Booster.